Ooh.
It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Yes, and as I just said, we do have the one and only Juju Lips in the studio with us. Kia ora, Juju, how are you?
Kia ora, Tuva, I'm good.
It's good to have you on.
Thank you.
And I've sort of wondered, what is the story behind your name, Juju Lips?
It's a good one. It's really a reclaiming. Mm. I was in high school and like these... I was in year 9.
Wow.
And these year 13 boys thought they were so funny.
Mm.
I just come from South Africa and they literally would like run past me and they'd be like, ha ha, look at you, Juju Lips. But I was always quite a confident girl. So I remember being like, yes, I have big lips.
Mm.
That makes sense. I'm from Africa. Duh. But like, yeah, they really thought that was such a dig and they did it for so long.
Wow.
And I just remember that's exactly.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're doing now.
You know what? They're probably not making music.
I can tell you right now.
No way.
They're probably seeing my name on the lineup like, oh, is that the girl? Yes,
yes,
it is the girl.
That's you.
It is.
That's you.
It is. But no, it's definitely a reclaiming of a title that people thought they... I just love when somebody thinks that they're making fun of you, but it's like...
Well, actually, that's like now part of my success.
It is, 1,000%. Yeah. And now everybody is paying heaps to get lip filler. So, you know, who's winning?
Yeah, natural, baby.
Been there.
You've got a song that's come out today.
Mm-hmm.
That's really exciting. Good Guys.
That's right.
Could you tell us, you've worked with, is it Zaydoon, Shot Scott?
Yeah, Who Shot Scott, yes.
Could you tell us a little bit of, you know, have you guys been friends for a while or you guys, this is your first project working with each other?
We did this track Outside.
Mm.
It was a parachute session curated by Aiden Fine, and I remember... I was quite nervous because it was all like, it was all men. Like, I remember walking into the session like, oh my gosh, it's all men. But then I had Tino Wagwan, Wellington based artist there. And then there was also Who Shot Scott. And I just remember seeing him. I had already really loved his work.
Yeah.
And then seeing him, like how he works in the room and how professional he is and how he just really taps into the artist and like brings out a different element to them. I really loved it. And I remember after being in the studio with him that day, when we recorded Outside, I remember being like, oh, I'm going to work with you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't, usually I go outside and I'll have like a little smoke break, a little green, you know what I mean? But I stayed inside the whole time and I was like, I'm going to stay inside and vibe with this guy. And I think after that, I went home and I was like, Helena, I told my manager, I'm like, I'm working with him. We're going to make something. And I mean, I'm glad that he felt the same. And I think it's quite a blessing to have a really dope connection with someone. Like we get into the studio and it really is about the music. Like we sit down and we really bring out, we really bring out like the best of ourselves. And it's not driven by ego. It's not driven by, what this person might like. It's really us and what like, I don't know. It's very in the moment. Yeah, very authentic, very in the moment. Loved it. Just really great.
Yeah.
Really great pair. And I don't think that always happens. Like, you know, you can work with a lot of people, but to really get along with them creatively and also as a friend. And he's literally one of my favorite live acts. I think that was also something, too, that really inspired me, seeing him live. I just remember being like, oh, my God. Because I quite love the alternative scene, and he's so punky with this, like, side of hip-hop. And seeing him live, I was like, oh, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. So to be able to bring that blend together in the studio was just fire.
I haven't seen him live, but I've seen a few videos of his performances and I'm like, whoa, that's really cool.
Insane, eh?
Yeah,
like
really insane.
Insane, yeah, super inspiring.
Now you've selected a few tracks for us to play.
I sure have.
Is there any particular one you would like to play first? What have we got? Lay Kelly?
Oh, that's true. No, you know what? Let's do... we'll do Lay Kelly 47.
Lay Kelly 47?
Yeah.
So who is Lay Kelly 47?
She is a underground rapper. She actually hasn't made music in like, I feel like a few years, but she's an underground rapper in based in LA, I think. She was one of the, I remember listening to her project and it being so diverse. This was years ago before I started doing, before I fully started doing music. I just remember listening to it and being like, okay, girl, what is this? This is different. This is cool.
Yeah.
And I was really inspired by her, I really started writing, I think, in a rap style. Like before I would always just play around. Like, I don't know if I would call it like poetry and just like cool little verses is what I used to do. But then listening to her project, I was like, okay, let's add a little bit of this. And I think she really inspired me, like in terms of like instrumental and sound.
Right, the music side.
The music side for sure. Before I was like, yeah, cool. You know, I'm gonna write some bars. It's not hard for me to write bars.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, the music side, I was really inspired by her.
Okay, awesome. Well, this is Money by Lee Kelly 47. You're on BFM.
Chillin', laying in the cut though. Easy, tryin' to see what up though. Brooklyn, home of the cut though. Notorious, y'all know how the rest go sleepin'. One eye open, too smart cause I'm always scoping, watching. Seeing how these lames look lazy. This how you get your frame took. Money, I got money. Money, I got money. Talking, always talking. That's your problem, you always talking. Rockstar, mixed with a ghetto chick. Try me, I wish a nigga would, bitch, hola. Who gon' hold us? Not the cemetery or the penitentiary. Damn, my contemporaries, I'm too legendary. It's so money, I got money. Money, I got money. I'm money, I got money. Money, I got money. All my life I had to grind and hustle. I had to work like Kobe just to shine like Russell. They say, glad you made it happen overnight. They say, damn, you changed. I'm like, show you right, nigga, I been.
In the crib, tryna find the BPM. Rehearsing for the next show in my kitchen. Rush off for tour, but can't tell you where I been. Maybe after 20 years, I'll start to take it in. Right now, I'm chasing in Dover Street again. I'm introverted, I'm not open to new friends. But if you're real cute, then I have to think again. Shop the runway so you can stay off trend and look like money. Money. Money, I got money. Money, I got money.
All my life I had to grind and hustle. I had to work like Kobe just to shine like Russell. They say, glad you made it happen overnight. They say, damn, you changed. I'm like,
show you right, nigga, I got money. I got money. Money. I got money. I'm money. I got money. Money. I got money.
Yes, that is Money by Lee Kelly 47, chosen by the wonderful Juju Lips, who is with us in the studio right now.
That's right.
Yes, you've got a song out today, and what are your sort of musical inspirations? Lee Kelly 47 being one
Definitely.
Of them, sort of inspiring you on the music side. Anything sort of other artists that have really sort of spoken to you growing up?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'll say the most mainstream one, Nicki Minaj, for sure. I just feel like when you've had that sort of longevity, like I was 10 years old on the streets of South Africa rapping her the same way that I do like now. So it's quite a cool, quite a special thing.
Wow.
So she definitely inspired me heaps. But then in terms of just like my actual sound, oh my gosh, Rico Nasty, that is my girl. I'm telling you, I feel like my ultimate dream, it's like have a song with her one day that would just, wow, just love. Rico Nasty, Dochi is freaking amazing. She's really dope, really inspired what she does. Doja Cat, she's fire. Then there's like some underground artists like Brazy. Is it Brazy? She's like a UK girl. I think it's all the rowdy alternative girls. You know what I mean? The ones that are like, oh no, I don't actually want to do it the way that you want me to do it. I'm going to switch it up. Yeah. I'm super inspired by women that are just, you know, stepping over those boundaries and just killing shit. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And now, is there a way you sort of, because obviously, you know, we're working with Zaydoon, aka Who Shot Scott, on this latest project of yours. Is the way you two sort of go about writing a song quite different? Do you have your way and he has his way? Or... Is it quite similar?
No, I think it's really different.
Mm.
He's quite a, when he writes his work, he really sits down and like just gets everything out. I'm quite an expressive person. Yeah. Like in the studio, I feel like you could never walk into a studio and I'm just sitting down. Like it's quite, like we'll get in and he'll lay the first like taste of, well, like, you know, what are we feeling? Is this a vibe? And I'm like, yes or no.
Yeah.
But as soon as we get that yes, it's a real like, oh, yep. And I like get up connects. And I really start vibing.
Yeah.
And it really is, it really depends on the mood that I'm in, what the tone of my voice will be in, what I'm going to rap about, what I'm going to sing about. I feel like I'm just a very expressive rapper. Like, I don't know, even the way... If somebody texts me, I've got this song on my project that's coming out in November, Superstar. It literally is called Don't Smoke My Weed. And seriously, like, I just remember my friend calling me and being like, hi, babe, there's just a bit of bud left. Do you mind if I have that? And I was like, don't smoke my... And that literally became the premise of that entire song. So it's just, it really is in the moment. I just feel like art imitates life. Life imitates art for me. So I really try to put that... bring that into the studio, bring that into my work.
That's really cool. Now you've been a bit of a worldwide, Miss Worldwide. You've been over in Europe, haven't you?
That's correct.
Been doing, and you did some music over there? Like,
yes. My manager and I did like this, a bit of this work trip. We did, had some meetings in Milan and stuff. We had a show in London. So, so cool.
Wow.
To be able to go to London for the first time and have a show, like that is next level. And then we went to Germany, Reeperbahn Festival, just to, you know, connect with the industry and stuff like that, and hopefully be playing it next year at Reeperbahn Festival.
100%.
That was just such a really inspiring trip.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like going and seeing... just artists do what they do best all around the world is really, really cool. Sometimes it can be like, you know, what direction do we go now? What happened? And it's like, you don't have to have a set like plan for the next, this next month, few months or whatever. Like,
just especially
in, exactly. Especially in areas like Europe. It was the first time I've been to Europe. So.
Wow.
Being over there and seeing how accessible it is to go to other countries and things like that, it was really dope. Like, I was like, okay, fire. I can be in Aotearoa for the summer. Then I can go over here. Then I can go over there. Yeah. It was real cool.
And that was like your sort of first overseas show that you've kind of done?
Definitely. Outside of Oz.
Oh, yeah. You know? Outside of Oz, yeah. Oz,
yeah.
New Zealand.
So that was the first one. And it was just so fire. Like, I really do feel super blessed to... I just feel like it is quite a rare thing to be able, because it was like almost sold out, wasn't it? I don't know. The show we did in London was basically sold out, and everybody's I opened for this Highland half Esther.
Yeah.
She's half Highland, half
Kiwi. Yeah.
But also, no, I'm lying to you. I'm literally lying to you. She's half African and half Highlander, but grew up in New Zealand. But
awesome.
Yeah, to be with somebody that understands Aotearoa and the scene and also be able to play to this like international audience and for them to really enjoy it was really dope.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, we've got another song that you've chosen, Church and AP.
That's right.
Yeah. Love a bit of Church and AP.
Yeah. They're so fire. I mean, yeah, I feel like they're so like genre bending in terms of like their electronic, their dance and stuff like that. They just really rip Come on now, guys, it's jet lag, okay? It's not me. They really rip Aotearoa really, really well. like this song.
Yeah.
I just, this song, AKL Girls, yeah. I just feel like this is the one for the girls. I don't know, if you're an Auckland girl, you should, and you haven't heard this one, come on. It's just so well done, super yeah. cool, super fun, love it.
Awesome. AKL Girls, this is Church and AP.
In the city, but they keep me stressed. Cause AKL girls love being indirect. They so shy about it, don't lie about it. We gon' keep going back and forth. Why don't we just talk, baby? I love these girls in the city, it's a gift and curse. Cause AKL girls love getting on my nerves. They so shy about it, don't lie about it. They always playing games, but I can't even complain. I love it. I might take to the morgue. My face to her back and her face to the wall. Wrists I'll take and I'm taking them all. Had a girl from the shore, wasn't sure. Had one from the south, went south. Got one from the west, won a war. Haven't seen what the east side about. I heard the east side's cool, but the girls get dangerous. Dakota Kai, that wild behavior. Southside girls get loose on Saturday, but Sunday's for their Lord and Savior. Cool. Out west with the pretty girl stoners. Central with the fly personas. And I know that the show's going more, so I'll cross that bridge in a moment, man. I love these girls in the city, it's a gift and curse. Cause AKL girls love getting on my nerves. They so shy about it, don't lie about it. They always playing games, but I can't even complain. I love when you, love when you, love when you do the dance. I love when you, love when you, love when you do the dance. I love when you, love when you, love when you do the dance. I love when you, love when you, love when you do the dance.
So what you want from me? I don't want drama, don't come for me. You should only do that when you under me. Is it really worth it? I've been wondering. So what you want from me? Tryna act like you ain't got love for me. Just when I think that you had enough for me, you turn around and just run to me. So what you want from me? I don't need comms, just company. I don't see wrong and you under me. Is it really worth it? I've been wondering. So what you want from me? I don't want war, but you wanted me. Wanna pick up your call, but you pick up the sword. Go to war for me, go to war for me.
In the city is a gift and curse. Cause AKL girls love getting on my nerves. They so sly about it, don't lie about it. They always playing games, but I can't even complain. I love when you, love when you, love when you do the dance. I love when you, love when you, love when you do the dance. I love when you, love when you, love when you do the dance. I love when you.
That is Church and AP with their track AKL Girls, chosen by the wonderful Juju Lips, who's in the studio with us if you are just tuning in. Exciting news this morning was that Laneway got announced. Oh. Have you ever been to Laneway?
I have not. You know, the one time. When was it? It was COVID. The one time.
Oh,
it was,
the cancelled one?
I was on the, literally.
That's right,
literally.
Yeah.
But it's okay because I feel like when... when the time aligns properly, I will be there. But no, I did see the lineup.
Yes.
And actually, before the lineup came up, I was like, well, obviously I just arrived in Auckland and I'd seen like the green laneway, yes, the green brand. Yes. And I was like, what does this mean? Yeah. It means, and so for the lineup to come out, I was like, come on, that's so fire. Yeah. And they're also like Charlie and quite a few of the other artists, they're only performing here, in, well, you know? So yeah, it's like really, really dope for us to
100%
experience, yeah.
Some of the listeners are definitely holding out because we're actually giving away a double pass to Laneway during the show today.
Ooh,
and tickets aren't even out. So yeah, everyone's slowly keeping their ear out.
You guys better.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take them too. No, I'm just joking. No.
So we were talking a little bit off air about sort of a job. You used to work a night shift, didn't you? While you're making your music during the day and then working at night.
Yeah.
That's a really intense process, I feel like. You know, how did you keep yourself awake?
I feel like I'm very blessed. I feel like I have quite a lot of drive and ambition.
Mm.
I feel like, I don't know, African immigrant parents, just growing up with that all around me. Like, it's kind of like, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing because I really just will push myself. I just will.
You'll work and work.
Just work and go. But I also think that it's quite a common story for the common creative. You
true,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be doing this. I call it my side gig. That, like, honestly, these jobs to me, that was not my main gig at all. Yeah. Like, you know, I'd be like, oh, I have to, that brings in the money for me to pay rent.
Mm.
And my art and my creativity is my life. That's what I do.
Yeah.
But it was just so hard. It was so hard. I like really hated it, man. I would literally work 7 p.m. till like 5 a.m.
Wow.
And then do studio, record this EP that's coming out in November. Listen, please listen to the EP in November because I was working my ass off.
All night long.
All night. And then I'd record from 10 a.m. to like 5 p.m.
Yeah.
So then, and then from 7 p.m., like it
back
really was. It was not healthy. It's not okay. Don't do it. Okay, don't
but,
do it.
You know, when you're passionate about something,
definitely,
you know, it definitely get out in there. Now, another song that you've selected for us is a bit of Babe Martin.
Yes.
Knock for Six and BHX. Could you tell us a bit about Babe Martin? Why did this song resonate with you?
Oh, I mean, one, I absolutely love her artistry and just what she does. But during this night shift time, I literally worked on the roads of Auckland. Like, I was like a driver, I guess, of like a truck.
Yeah.
So it was like all night just driving for hours on end.
Oh,
and genuinely, this song got me through so much. Like, I'd be like, how many hours of the shift left? Oh my gosh, 5 hours left. And I would play it on repeat.
Wow.
On repeat. Just like, it's just such a beautiful freaking song, and I can't lie, I would literally play it on repeat and think about my life and think about what the next 5 years are going to be like. Like, yes, I'm struggling right now, and I'm gonna need to, as soon as I clock out, I'm going to make this music. But it really sort of showed me where I'm going to be listening to this, and put, I don't know, I really saw future me and saw where I was headed and where all this hard work and turmoil was going to lead me to. And I literally remember coming, I would like finish and I'd go all tired to studio, and she was there, and I'd be like, she'd be like, morning. And I'd be like, you have no idea. You have no idea
so much.
How much you've helped me. And she'd be like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, no, it's not thank you. Okay, thank you. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So it was really, really inspiring.
That's so cool.
I really love the song.
Awesome.
Really love it.
Well, this is Knock for Six and BHX by the one and only Babe Martin.
From
Wow, I could totally imagine just driving the roads, listening to that all alone, contemplating your life.
Yes, you see it? You see it?
I totally see the vision.
Yeah. And I was like, I know what I'm going to be. I see, you know, I just got to keep pushing through. Maybe that's probably what got me through the entire, you know, the entire the entire thing.
That's so cool.
I don't know. It's just such intensity, such beauty. Just really, really beautiful song. Such a gorgeous song.
Yeah. Now, you've got a show this Friday, is that correct?
Yeah.
And it's you and Who Shot Scott, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really exciting. So where's that happening?
Ding Dong Lounge.
Ding Dong Lounge?
Yes. Middle of the city, Ding Dong Lounge, 8 p.m. Cool. Start. This is a really, really cool one. It's, I feel like I haven't seen a show curated in the sense that this one's going to be done in. It's honestly, it's not like, oh, I'm doing my set, he's doing his set. It's really a blend of everything. Wow. We're jumping on stage together. Like, there's like the drummer, the DJ, everybody is on it. Like, it's just going to be this organized, chaotic, insane party. Like, we really want the audience to jump on. Like, if somebody wants to jump on stage and do something, that's what you're gonna do.
Hell,
you know,
yeah.
There is no exact plan to it. We have Ray Leslie opening for us as well, so it really just is a blend of this, of just different genres, this punky hip-hop alternative. It's just gonna be next level. It really is gonna be next level. I even feel like, just energy wise, if you're a high energy, this is what you want to come to.
If you love energy,
this is what you want to come to.
Hell yeah. Where can people get tickets for this? Just,
oh, it is sold out.
Oh, it's sold out.
But Tuva.
Tell me, Juju.
There's some limited door sales.
Okay, cool.
Okay. And I do feel like this one, if there is a show, I'm not gonna up myself, but you know, I just feel like I love my performance and you know, I always give it my all and it's always a good time. But Who Shot Scott's show is also one of my favorite live acts. Like, you cannot be just, you're so engrossed watching him perform. So to have this mix of us is just going to be so insane. So listen, if you like exciting live music, oh, you have to come. Ding Dong Lounge, 8 p.m. Friday.
Be there.
You have to. it's going to be dope.
And you guys got any other shows lined up? Potentially for the future, still in the works?
For sure. Oh, yeah. I love a bit of the Aotearoa summer. So I've got Summer Haze. Cool. There's a The Roots are coming. It's in Tauranga.
The Roots
are coming. And I'm going to be playing, Aradna's playing. Is it Homebrew? Or is it Homebrew or is it?
One of those ones.
Tom Scott. I really hope it is Homebrew. I'm pretty sure it's Homebrew. Yes, it's
one of them.
It is Homebrew. So it's going to be a really, really dope one. I'm also, if you're going to Eden Fest, literally on Saturday, come through to my set. The set times are not out yet, but if you see Juju Lips, come through, because it's going to be cool. It's going to be exciting. Yeah, one of my favorite things is putting on a freaking dope show and having fun. So come through when you see that name. But awesome. I would say for sure, Summer Haze, Aotearoa summer shows, there's nothing like it.
That's going to be cool, yeah.
Yeah, so
the warm weather, beaming sun.
Yeah.
Bit of Juju Lips.
Oh. Nothing better.
Nothing better, guys. Nothing better. And you've got your song out today, but you've also got an album, is it? Album?
EP.
EP.
Yes.
Out in November?
Yes. That's the one. Yeah, the EP is called Superstar.
Superstar.
Because I don't play, you know what I mean? I labeled it like that because it is... It is what you see. You're gonna,
right.
That's exactly
what
it is
on the box.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't have to wonder what's happening here. No.
No.
That's a superstar, you know? No.
Yeah.
So it's my EP Superstar is coming out. Am I allowed to give exact date? Yeah. 29th November.
Oh.
Yeah, 29th November.
You heard it here first, guys.
You heard it here at BFM. Yep.
That's what we like.
29th November. I just, this EP, I'm super proud of. If you listen to the first track that I released, Game Over, which came out maybe 2 months ago, and then the track that came out today, Good Guys, they are such different songs, and there's such a blend of diversity. In this EP, I had so much fun discovering new things that my, you know, vocals could do, or like different levels that I could go to. So this EP really showcases that. So, you know, different elements of Juju are gonna be there in a project called Superstar. Come on now.
And she did it all on No Sleep
sleep.
That's amazing.
I'm telling you, yeah, I'm really, really proud of this one. So fire.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Juju, for coming in and chatting to us. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you.
We're gonna leave off everyone with the new track out today, Good Guys. Really exciting. And yes, good luck for your show on Friday. We'll be watching.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Tuba.
Awesome. This is Good Guys. You're on BFM.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?